What does Pentecost mean to me? Well, to answer that question, we have to go back to the Garden of Eden, a garden where God provided for all of our needs. Remember now, when we were first created, we were created for eternity. The original blueprints were eternal. There was no death. It was to come, but at this point, no. And then God told Adam, you are free to eat of any of the trees in the garden, except from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. From that tree, you can't eat it. In fact, if you do eat of that tree, you'll die. And I'm fairly confident most of us know how that worked out. But just in case somebody out there hadn't heard the story, in the end, Adam did eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. And without getting into all the details, the reason that he ate from the tree and Eve ate from the tree, which they knew they weren't supposed to do, was because they had bought into the big lie. Oh yeah, the big lie. The font from which all sin flows. I don't need God. I can be my own God. You're not the boss of me. I want to do what I want to do. And we have been living with the consequences of that decision ever since.